Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Tatva Chintan Pharmachem Limited Q2 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjesh Jain. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining on for Tatva Chintan Pharmachem Limited Q2 FY26 results conference call. We have Tatva Chintan management on the call, represented by Mr. Chintan Shah, Managing Director, Mr. Ajesh Pillay, Chief Financial Officer. I would like to invite Mr. Dinesh Sodhani, DGM Finance, to initiate with opening remarks, post which we will have a Q&A session. Over to you, Dinesh Ji.
Thank you, Sanjesh Ji. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of the management, I am pleased to welcome all of you to Tatva Chintan's results conference call to discuss financial results for the quarter ended September 2025. Please note that a copy of all the earnings call-related disclosures is available on both the stock exchanges, that is NSE and BSE, as well as on the website also. Any statement made or discussed during this call which reflects our outlook for the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. A detailed disclaimer in this regard has been included in the investor presentation that has been shared on both the stock exchanges, NSE and BSE. Now, I will hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Ajesh Pillay, for his opening remarks. Over to you, Ajesh sir.
Thank you, Dinesh Ji. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Quarter 2 Financial Year 2026 earnings call of Tatva Chintan Pharmachem Limited. The financial results for the quarter have been submitted to the stock exchanges and are also available on our corporate website. I'll take you through the key financial highlights and a brief overview of the performance across our major segments for the quarter. For Quarter 2 Financial Year 2026, Tatva Chintan reported operating revenue of rupees 1,235 million, reflecting a 48% year-on-year growth and a 6% sequential increase. EBITDA stood at rupees 222 million, representing a 298% growth year-on-year and a 28% improvement over the previous quarter, supported by improved product mix and better operating leverage. Now, moving to segment-wise performance, Phase Transfer Catalysts contributed rupees 293 million in revenue, a 1% growth quarter-on-quarter and 7% increase year-on-year. Electrolyte Salts achieved 12 million in revenue, recording a 47% growth sequentially and a 5% decline year-on-year. Pharma, Agro, and Specialty Chemicals delivered rupees 324 million in revenue, down 31% sequentially and a growth of 19% year-on-year. Structure Directing Agents reported rupees 593 million in revenue, reflecting a 51% growth quarter-on-quarter and a 119% increase year-on-year. With this overview of the financial and operational performance for the quarter, I now hand over the proceedings to Mr. Dinesh Sodhani, General Manager, Accounts and Finance, to take the proceedings forward. Thank you. Over to you, Dinesh Ji.
Thank you, sir. Now, on behalf of our MD, Mr. Chintan Shah, I now invite our CFO, Mr. Ajesh Pillay, to provide an overview on the strategic direction and business outlook of the company going forward. Over to you, Ajesh sir.
Thank you, Dinesh Ji. Once again, good evening, everyone. We are pleased to have you all with us for today's earnings call. We hope you had a wonderful festive season, and we wish you all a happy and prosperous New Year. Allow us now to take you through our business outlook for the period ahead. There is a definite and distinct build-up for the cautious optimism within the industry. The destocking phase seems to be clearly over, and now there is an onset of restocking phase. Generally, within nearly all the sectors of the chemical industry, the optimism of business revival is very much visible. Still, geopolitical uncertainties continue to persist, and there are uncertainties around the United States' reciprocal tariff measures, which continue to be fluid. We are so fortunate that almost none of our product is subject to any reciprocal duties. We are pleased to share that our commitments made over the past couple of years are now translating into tangible outcomes. The financial results affirm the effectiveness of our strategic initiatives and sustained efforts undertaken during difficult times. At our end, our focus remains firmly on capacity building, timely commercialization of upcoming products, and continued investment in new product development. The strategies of developing and delivering products using advanced technologies is now set to take us into real trajectory of growth, as this is bringing in new development opportunities. Now, let us guide you through the segment-wise outlook. Phase transfer catalyst. This segment would continue to have its organic growth, and it continues to grow at a steady pace, and we continue to maintain our leadership position here. Coming to structure directing agents, in the SDA segment, we are witnessing positive demand trends driven by macro developments in automotive sector. The global slowdown in vehicle electrification, coupled with the upcoming implementation of Euro 7 emission standards, is contributing and is expected to continue to contribute to the growth of our business. We are observing increasing our volume offtake. Also, the new customers onboarded within last few months would start translating into meaningful business from calendar year 2026. We firmly believe that this segment will continue to remain one of the key revenue contributors of the company in the foreseeable future. Now, coming to electrolyte salts. Both the segments wherein we supply our electrolyte salts are gaining significant traction, that is energy storage systems and supercapacitors into hybrid batteries for automotives. We are witnessing very encouraging uptick in demand for customers in energy storage system, and now we are seeing incremental volume growth and consistent business. We expect the volumes to be consistently scaled up in coming quarters. Additionally, we executed the first small-scale commercial order for extended validation with the customer producing batteries for hybrid vehicles. The feedback received from the customer is highly encouraging. We can now clearly visualize commercialization on these batteries to begin in 2026. This is an emerging area and where our technological capabilities have provided a distinct competitive advantage. It is indeed one of the segments that the company views as a key pillar for future growth. Pharma, agro, and specialty chemicals. The uptake of our new large-scale agro intermediate, which was scheduled for commercialization in the current quarter, has already commenced. Production activities for the other agro intermediates slated for commercialization in the quarter are also progressing as planned. The revenue from both these products will reflect in quarter 3 of current financial year. On the pharma front, the validation batches for new intermediates are progressing smoothly, reinforcing our confidence in the growth trajectory of this segment. Commercialization of 3 products are scheduled to begin from December 2025 to second half of 2026. We are working on one more opportunity in this segment. Validation work for an agro intermediate with significant demand potential in the domestic market is advancing well. We believe this product will emerge as one of the key offerings to be manufactured at our upcoming greenfield facility in Jholwa. Our capabilities in catalytic technologies is now being recognized by customers after we have successfully commercialized challenging products. This is bringing us new interesting opportunities. We are trying to offer innovative catalytic process to customers to make the product cost efficient and also environmentally sustainable. As we move ahead, this vertical is expected to gain further momentum, supported by our expanding product portfolio, strengthening customer relationships and disciplined executions. We remain focused on translating these opportunities into sustained growth and value creation over the medium to long term. Semiconductor chemicals. Building on the encouraging progress achieved in the previous quarters, our semiconductor segment continues to move steadily in the right direction. The years of sustained R&D efforts towards developing ultra-high purity chemicals are now translating into meaningful traction with global customers. we have successfully completed additional pilot scale deliveries, reaffirming the consistency and robustness of our process. The customer has now requested us to deliver material from planned scale trials. This is a huge progress and very satisfying for our team to see fruitful results after years of hard work. We are implementing necessary changes at plant scale to be able to deliver three commercial scale batches with ultra-high purity for semiconductor application. Our target is to deliver these commercial batches in quarter four of current financial year. We have completed lab work on two other products and have taken them up into pilot scale. Following these positive outcomes, we have received further opportunities to work on advanced materials for the same customer, as well as interest from few other leading players in semiconductor ecosystem. While the journey towards full-scale commercialization will be gradual, passing through successive validation and scale-up stages, we remain confident that these developments will culminate in very meaningful business within 2 to 3 years. As we look ahead, we see our business gaining steady momentum across all major segments. The consistent progress in SDA, energy storage materials, agro and pharma intermediates, and our emerging innovation-led initiatives reaffirms the strength of our diversified portfolio and the depth of our technological expertise. The work of our new plant block is progressing well as per schedule, and it will be available for commercial production from January 2026. With availability of this facility, we will overcome many bottlenecks which we have in production of the newly commercialized agro and pharma intermediates. This will meaningfully optimize our production and help in smoothing the operation and achieving the desired volumes in more cost-efficient ways. Our continued focus remains on disciplined execution, operational excellence, and customer-centric innovation, the pillars that have driven our growth thus far and will continue to guide us in the quarters to come. We would like to express our sincere appreciation to all our stakeholders, business partners, and employees for their unwavering commitment and support. Together, we are building a stronger and more resilient organization which is well recognized by customers to be capable to deliver on challenging opportunities. We are well positioned to capitalize on the opportunities that lie ahead and deliver sustainable value for all our stakeholders. With this, I conclude this outlook. Thank you, and I shall now request moderator to open the floor for question and answer session, which will be attended by our managing director, Mr. Chintan Shah.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sudarshan Padmanabhan from ASK ND PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question and congrats on great set of numbers. Sir, when I'm looking at this quarter, one is happening to see that...
Sir, voice is not clear. There is a lot of background noise.
Is my voice
you are not audible?
Sorry, sir?
Yeah.
So there is a lot of disturbance from Mr. Sudarshan Padmanabhan's side.
Yeah, is my voice audible?
Yes, sir. Now it's audible.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
So I see very good traction in the SDA segment after several quarters of pain. I remember that there has been continuous price decline in the segment, which was haunting us both on the gross margins as well as the SDA. Now, when we see the growth, it seems to be very strong for both on quarter-on-quarter as well as a year-on-year. So some color on, how do we see the pricing? Is the worst over? And in terms of volume, we talked about this BS 6 implementation. that is primarily going to drive incremental growth. So how do we see both of this, you know, in the context of the margins, which has also improved this quarter?
To address your question in multiple parts, so let us first address what we foresee as the volumes for this segment. So we definitely see a strong uptick in volumes over the coming quarters, and there still is a very long way to go in terms of incremental volumes. This is very clear, and this will be visible from 2026 when meaningful onboard of the new customers happen. So that will give us a definitive, very strong volume growth in this segment. Part two of the question is pricing. Still, we definitely see there is an uptick in raw material pricing that has started to happen. This is what I have been observing since last couple of weeks, that steadily prices are rising few cents a kg kind of a thing. So let us see if, and this is for all the solvents and ancillary stuff. Still, key raw material prices has not moved up anywhere. So, but I am expecting now we are at the bottom of the pricing cycle, and we will see an uptick in terms of pricing. And as soon as the RM prices start to move up, of course, the finished product prices will move simultaneously. So that will also add on to your EBITDA margins in a way. Thirdly, as the plant is becoming more and more occupied, so that is the occupancy of the plant is directly correlating with the EBITDA margins. As I said, a lot of costs were going on absorb. Now with the plant being occupied, nearly full occupancy is what we are seeing. Of course, still SDA plant, we do have certain leverage still pending. But generally speaking, plant is now quite busy, and that is what is now reflecting EBITDA margins. And we will see, still the occupancy is going up, the volumes are driving up. And I see that over next two quarters, eventually plant is going to be fully occupied. And that is when we will actually strike the right EBITDA margins, which I have been always claiming to be in the range of 20 to 22%. And that is what we expect to happen over the next two quarters.
So what is the current utilization, sir, across plants?
So on SDA side, still our plant is nearly only 50% occupied. And on the other part of the plant is nearly about 80% occupancy.
Sure. And even the gross margins primarily will continue because the SDA is going to be the growth driver, which will have a significantly better margin going forward.
Correct. And also in some of the PASC segment products where, as I just talked about it briefly in the speech, we have certain bottlenecks because of lack of certain amenities available in the plant. So that is why we are compromising in some of the processes, not recovering some of the products which we could recover and reuse. So because of certain gaps in the plant, we are definitely compromising on the EBITDAs on the PASC segment. But with availability of new plant happening in January, we expect this also to turn around. So that will also reflect positively on the EBITDA margin.
Sure, sir. So one final thing before I join back with you is, we have this large opportunity with the agrochemical, player supplies where we have, created the process to a green chemistry route. If you can give some color with respect to how do we see the traction? I mean, I'm not necessarily talking about, say, the next one quarter or so, but say the next 2 to 3 years, because opportunity size is large. We are differentiated in that sense.
Right. Yeah, so this is our first supply, commercial supply, technically first supply will happen in Q3. So the materials have been dispatched from India, but still it will be delivered to the customer now, probably beginning or mid of November is when we'll deliver the first shipment to the customer. So of course we'll see maybe 6 months is where we are also mastering the technology kind of. Our team is getting acclimatized with this new process. It's a multi-stage chemistry what we are handling. Something which we have never done in the past. So there have been so many challenges which gradually we are overcoming. And with this expertise gradually building, we'll be more confident, and then we can ask for the realistic volumes from the customer. Because we don't want to sit on orders which we cannot deliver. So we expect that this turnaround to happen from June onwards when we'll start seeing scaling up volume. But still, I am very happy with the volumes that we are catering as of now. Considering the difficult times in the agro industry, some of the products are under challenges. One of these products where volume constraints are there is this particular agro intermediate. But despite of those challenges with our new innovative process, we are seeing some upper hand, and that is what is getting us some decent volumes what we expect. So we expect a phenomenal year in 2027. Calendar year is going to be awesome, where probably these new capacities will also be fully occupied. What we will see in terms of volume in current financial year, we expect to nearly have 1.5 times volume in next financial year. And then again 1.5 times of that volume in the third financial year. So that is what we expect out of this agro product.
Wow, that's great, sir. That's wonderful. Thanks a lot, sir. I'll join back with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirali Gopani from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a very good set of results. So, Chintan, my first question on SDA. Is there some pent-up demand here, and how is the China demand picking up for SDA? Because initially, before we saw this downturn, China was 40% of the SDA revenue. So, how are things improving there?
China, we have still not seen much demand. Very small volume is what we have seen, but practically negligible. So I would say it is still non-existent in terms of China demand. But rest of the world, so probably China is more focused on the light commercial vehicles going towards EV. But rest of the world, the demand is picking up. Probably rest of the world is now concentrating more on non-EV vehicles or hybrid vehicles, and that is what we feel. This is just what we talk to customers, but no one has really a very honest answer. But the feeling is that the push is towards more of hybrid or conventional vehicles rather than going towards more of EV, full EV. So maybe this is what is pushing the demand up. And again, the Euro 7 norms coming into force from next year. So that is what is also causing the demand to push up. So we are seeing the demand from the new molecules which have applications in the Euro 7, and that is also the volumes are building up. So that is all new demand that is being created.
Right. And sir, on this electrolyte salts also, we were expecting some 15-20 crores of revenue in this current year, and eventually that going up to 10% of total revenue in FY27. Do we see that happening, or there will be some delay?
I honestly feel that will happen. So we will touch base somewhere in the range of 15 crores in terms of revenue from this segment. And this is what I very strongly feel about it. So there are a lot of consistent dispatches that have now begun to these customers. And so what has been an on and off business has now become a regular supply business. So definitely the things are moving as what we wish, and we will see that numbers coming up in the next quarter and the further down one more quarter. So we'll see those numbers piling up in Q3.
Okay. Next on this pharma and agro intermediate. So if I understand correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, so we are doing four of each, right? Four of agro and four of pharma, and that should all reach to their full potential in the next 2-3 years. So collectively, what kind of revenue can these 7-8 molecules, give us?
So of course, the potential is very high for this product, but what we can chew potentially is roughly, I would put as a ballpark number, in a range of about 300 to 350 CR at a full scale.
Okay. And that will be all at reasonably healthy margin.
All of these products have very large scalability. But we will see, I mean, as time comes, because then it will involve more capex and stuff like that. So this, of course, two of these agro products are hugely scalable. So as and when time and opportunity, we'll look into if we want to run another capex plan for those products. You know?
Okay. Fair enough. And lastly, Chintan, if you can speak on the semiconductor chemicals. When do we start the commercial supply, and what kind of revenue potentially can this segment have? And will these margins be comparable to what we do in SDS?
Typically, those margins should be comparable or maybe better than what we do in SDA. And but the, see, there would be on and off commercial trials that would be happening, but real commercialization I expect to begin from 2028. Maybe end of 27, early 2028 is what we can expect the commercialization to begin. So we'll see some revenues coming from that, but this would largely mean, you know, scaling up from 2-ton batch size to 3-ton batch size, going to 5 tons, deploying multiple plant trials from multiple different plants what we have. So some trials happening at Ankleshwar, some at Dahej, some at potentially the new plant which we intend to build in Jholwa. So all those things will keep bringing revenues, but insignificant. But the real commercialization we expect to happen in, because this is a long, see, the process and any change over they want in this segment is phenomenally stringent. I mean, it's unbelievable. The more I know and understand, and by meeting with these customers, it is really a scary affair. So the entry point, I think we have done a very good job so far. So from piloting, now we have a request to go to a full-scale commercial plant trial material. And then the real evaluation of the process and product stage. So still so far our facilities have also not been audited by the customers. So once this plant scale material gets approved, then the whole process begins in terms of how to validate Tatva as a potential source in the semiconductor space.
Right, perfect. Just one last clarification, Chandan. By this SDA revenue, 5960 crores that we saw in this quarter, there is, you won't see anything as one-off, right? So there should be this consistent number from here on and a gradual growth, right?
Yeah, but see, Lord, as I have been repeatedly telling, these are kind of campaign-based products. So more or less, we'll see these kind of numbers. But, you know, product-wise, the demands will go up and go down. So numbers may fluctuate a bit here and there, but largely speaking, this is what we expect to continue. And improve from here on when we have meaningful onboarding of the new two or three customers that are coming on board from 2026. So that will have much, much, much better revenue potential than what we are already doing.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Chintan, by taking taking my questions. I got a few of them. First, purely on the PASA side, this quarter we didn't see much improvement in the revenue. How should we see it in the second half? And we spoke about 4 agrochemical and 3 pharma products. If you can help us, how many of them will get commercialized in the second half? And how many will come in CY26?
All 4 products we will see in CY26, but these are the 2 large products which we have now commercialized. So the rest 2 are already commercialized, but smaller in terms of volumes and campaign based. So that is why it is reflecting here on these numbers. Though the PSA segment number looks smaller, but actually the productivity has been better. But these have been exported, but still not yet recorded into sales. So that is why the numbers look like so. The plant occupancy by PASC is very high, but the numbers being reflected here is proportionately much lower. So now, see, to give you the real picture, last quarter, I think our goods in transit was last quarter 16-17 crores. And this quarter, it is about 26 crores. So that is what is the goods in transit as of now. With, largely speaking, most of it is the PASC segment.
Got it. To that extent, that means the cost also has factored a lot bigger manufacturing cost, while the revenue recognition got postponed to next quarter. Is that a right understanding?
No, but the cost also gets postponed because we proportionately have to... I don't know the terminology, yes. But kya bolte?
We have to reverse the cost
proportionately. What we see on this is the actual cost that we have incurred for the sales which is recorded.
Got it. And talking about the Pharma 3 product which we have been speaking about, any update there?
So we have one small campaign which is ongoing right now for one of the products. And for a second product, we will have a little larger campaign that will happen. So this is basically now going into final stages of validation. So we will see some revenue for the pharma segment happening in Q3. So we are currently running one product on a small campaign basis, roughly a 2 crore, 3 crore kind of an order. Then we have another 12, 13 crores of order which will run during December to January timeframe. So that is for a second product. So, but this is still not a commercial sale. This is only going from various stages of validation. Now we are validated, but what is now being validated is the final stage of the chain. So this all process will continue till June, and then we'll see actual commercialization to begin.
Are we now reflecting in the DMF filing?
That will happen. So by June that will happen.
Okay, that is also still pending in that.
Yeah, case. So final validation happens and then it will all be going to the dossiers. Yeah.
Got it. Well, one last question on agrochemical. We were working mm-hmm. on photochlorination. That has a much...
Yeah, so that is going on. So now we have started that product and that also we will see the sales. So that is one agro product and the second one is coming from the photochlorination segment. So both these will start recording revenues from Q3.
Both the productions have started.
Started, yes.
Got it. Second, on the electronic chemical, we remain optimistic. We were looking at this segment trapping a revenue of 20-25 crore plus. Do you still believe that's possible in FY27? Because the run rate still doesn't show any traction, at least in this quarter.
You are talking of electronic chemical or electrolytes? You are talking of electrolytes. Yes, that will absolutely happen in next year. There is no doubt about that.
Got it.
Energy storage is now fully commercialized and now the customer is also scaling up, so volumes are going up. Now we have a regular dispatches that happen kind of a weekly basis, dispatches are happening. And we see onboarding commercialization of the hybrid battery customer as well. But that will happen somewhere in mid of 2026 to take off commercial volumes. So, yes, so I don't see there is any challenge in achieving what I have already proclaimed that we'll do that. So that number is now very well in sight and we are firmly grounded that we'll achieve this.
Got it. And then we were looking for more products there, right, in electrolyte in the ESS system.
We are. So we did send one consignment, so that is from plant scale trial. But that unfortunately right now that product is falling under the Trump tariff, the reciprocal duties. So of course commercialization will not happen immediately unless and until there is some reversal, because it is impacting nearly 50% in terms of additional tariff, this product, the new product which you are talking about.
Correct.
Which goes into battery. But that is susceptible to the term tariff. So that may delay the commercialization. Real commercialization may be delayed. But we convince the customer, don't stop the process, at least go into full scale validation. So once you are validated, as soon as the duty is reversed, then we can start talking of actual business.
And then now that we have predominantly very close to the commercialization of the product we were talking for last 3 years, assuming it's CY26, most of it will get commercialized. Then beyond 26, how are we looking at the product pipeline? Because we have just spoken about all the product and they look like bunching up and coming up in second half of this year, financial year and next full year. How should we look at the growth profile starting FY28?
So we have, so Ajesh did talk about one validation progressing very smoothly for a product which has large domestic potential. Now the developmental work at our end for that product is complete thorough. So we are designing the plant to
suit smooth production for that particular agro intermediate. So this has a revenue potential to bring as much revenue as what we have today in Tatwa. So one single product can bring that kind of a revenue for us. So now we are beginning to design plant at Jholwa, and we want to break this ground by January, February of 2026 and start building the new plant where we can accommodate this product. Also, besides that, we have two products which will shortly send initial samples to the customer. So both these products we have very, so these are all these new two products where we are working are existing agro molecules, large volumes, but the challenge is these products are having multi-step synthesis and the costs are very high. So we propose to the customer that we can bring in electrolysis and catalytic technologies, and this is what we can try to do. And that is how we have got both these projects. And we have actually got very good success in terms of initial development plans itself, that the products have moved very nicely in R&D. So we should be sending the first samples before the end of December. And so that once it goes through, then that will start creating a very, very, very interesting pipeline of these two products also in the new Jholwa facility. And of course, now the key focus area where the whole team is right now focused is in building the pipeline for our semiconductor product. So we have one product which I talked about where we want to do plant trials now. And then we have two more products into piloting currently. And then we have two new products which is in the R&D. So that is one pipeline which we are constantly striving to build up. And with the gradual expertise that we are building in handling all these products and understanding how this can be actually efficiently and correctly delivered and analyzed. And we have overcome all those challenges, so the confidence is very high that we will get to meet this problem. The two current products which are in pipeline in pilot, these are quite challenging molecules, and so R&D level we are very successful, and both these products we should become the unique supplier globally. So right now we don't see any competition in both those products, and these are new molecules being developed for application in the Indian semiconductor space. So they want make in India product, and fortunately, there is no global competition even in these two products. So we'll see. But these are not very large molecules. But still, revenues ranging in the range of 50 to 100 CR kind of products.
Got it. Got it. We were looking at
semiconductor is the space where we are largely focused now. So this is the space where, you know, it is a second SDA segment for us. That is how we are focusing on the semiconductor space.
Got it, got it. But you don't have new product pipeline in the electrolyte part of the business?
Electrolyte we have. But that electrolyte, the battery business, we have one another product. Again, that is affected by the Trump duty. But the development work is going on. So I suspect that if the duties even come down to 25%, then we have an opportunity. But if it stays at 50%, then we don't have the opportunity. Because the competition is also bringing in the product which is having a import duty of 25%, the Trump duty of 25%. So even if India brings down the Trump duty to 25%, then we are in the game.
Got it. Got it. I think I've asked a lot of questions. I will get back into the queue. And Chintan bhai, thanks for answering all the questions and best of luck.
Thank you, Sanjeev. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sukrit Patel from Eyesight Fintrade Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Mr. Shah. I have a forward-looking question. As global competition in specialty chemicals keeps on growing, what is Tatwa Chintan doing to build a strong edge, not just by making new products, but by creating something that is for the competitors hard to copy?
That is exactly our philosophy. Your question is exactly our philosophy. What we are doing, see, we
we had a very good business. We already, even as of today also, we have a good business on phase transfer catalyst. But technically, making a phase transfer catalyst is very easy. So, you know, it's no technology driven. It is a simple organic chemistry which anyone can replicate. And that is what happened. So when we started, we were two companies in India making PTC. And now I believe there are 9 or 10 different companies. So it was so easy to replicate. Then we came up with a technology. We said this is a big challenge. So you do something very hard work and then it is easily copied and replicated and your next door neighbor starts making it. So we don't want this. That is how we ended up in FDA. And I think we are there since 2015. So we have completed 10 years in this category and we have not seen one single competition in India coming in. So even same as I feel electrolyte salt space is where we are based right now. And even the semiconductor products that we are doing now. So all these are technology based products which are not impossible to replicate but really very extremely difficult to replicate. And even if someone replicates, then the entry barriers are hugely difficult. So the vast challenge in terms of it's a huge entry barrier business. So even if someone replicates the product, still again the wait is too long to get a commercial entry into the product. So that is where we are focused. So your question is exactly what our philosophy is.
Thank you. I have a follow-up question and the final question to Mr. Pillai. It's on margins and growth. As you scale up, how are you making sure the company stays efficient without losing its specialized focus? And which cost lever do you think will help protect margins over time? Just trying to understand how you are going to balance growth with maintaining your niche strength. Thank you.
We are into the kind of products where we have an innovative edge. We only take a product when we have an innovative edge. We can contribute in an innovative way to the product. So maintaining enough margin for such kind of products is the kind of philosophy that we follow. So I don't think that would be a challenge. As of now, the things because of the what we saw in previous quarters, because of low sales, we were operating at low efficiency. So with increase of all those sales and production, operational efficiency will also be higher. And with upcoming products also, in our existing products, the upcoming products will also have better margins because of the innovative substance in it and the sustainability that we put into the product.
I'll just add what Mr. Pillai said. So there is a process of product selection. So how this works? I mean, you will be, we are, excuse me, there is a lot of background noise. Can you please? Hello? Yeah. Hello? Are you there?
Yes, sir. Sorry for the connect. So thank you for the guidance and I wish the team best of luck for Q3.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krishan Parwani from JM Financial. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Just one question from my side. In first half FY26, we have a net block of 480 crore, working capital of close to 200 crores. Almost 680 crore is our capital employed. On that, you have made a bit of 25 crore, which translates to 4% kind of pre-tax ROC. So why are we making such low return on capital employed?
Yeah, because the capital which is employed is now coming into force. So till now, the occupancy had been really low, Kishan. And as this occupancy goes up, you will see the ROC also to move in and also the EBITDA margins. Secondly, if you see the chemistry is now henceforth what we will be doing in terms of agro intermediates or the pharma intermediates. These are all, each and every of these products are multi-stage chemistries. So what we have been doing with PTCs or SDAs was practically a single-step chemistry. And now where we are moving into the area is a multi-step chemistry. So the capex is quite high. What we were seeing in terms of BTC was 1:3. You invest 1 rupee, you see a revenue of 3 rupees. Now what we see is you invest 1 rupee, you see a revenue of 1-1.5 rupees. That is what is causing you to see that the ROC is, you know, kind of low. But as the capacities get occupied, for example, the plant is designed to produce 1,000 tons. We are still at 200 tons, and that is what reflects in terms of low ROC. As the plant and capacities get fully occupied, you will see the revenues pile up. This plant has a capacity to deliver you a revenue of about 800-850 crore. Thirdly, the biggest challenge is in terms of price. The way the price erosion has happened in last 3 years. Practically each and every chemical is seeing a price erosion of nearly 25-30%. That is also kind of having a direct impact on the ROC.
This quarter you got the 22 crores of EBITDA on the 600. Annualized is 90 crore and the 600. It's a 15%, not 4%.
No, no. You are talking about EBITDA. I'm talking about EBIT.
Yeah, EBIT.
ROC is on EBIT, no? Not on EBITDA.
Yeah.
What's your pre-tax ROC target by FY 2027 and FY 2028? Let's say, you know, when you want to achieve optimum utilization, what's your pre-tax ROC target?
This plant can deliver us an EBIT. I don't have the exact number for you, but if I say what is the forecast of EBITDA, we can reach up to 175 crore in terms of EBITDA from this plant.
Okay.
This is what is our goal.
Okay. No target on the ROC you have.
You calculate it otherwise, so that Ajay can tell you offline what is the ROC. I don't have the ROC calculation with me, but this is what he will calculate and give it.
Sure, sure. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raman from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I just have two questions. I just want to understand what are our key raw materials with respect to the SDA segment?
Sorry, sir, your voice is there's a little echo. Please repeat.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I just want to understand what is our key raw material with respect to the SDA segment.
There are multiple. We typically, any chemistry starts with variety of amines. These are all tertiary amines that we have as key raw materials. There are also specialty amines. There are certain amines which companies like alkyl amines would be making. These are all basic products. Then there are advanced amines which are still no availability from the Indian market. Primarily the key raw material is tertiary amines and alkyl halides.
Do we source this from domestically or we import it?
Only very couple of products are only available domestically. Rest of them are imported.
Can you give a rough split between your import versus sourcing domestically?
I think our ratio of import is about 40-45%. Anywhere between 40%-45% is our import content within a product.
My second question is with respect to the PASC business, pharma and agrochemicals. You said there will be two molecules which will be commercialized in quarter three. Can you give some highlight, like where are these intermediates used, what are these used for, and what will be the total addressable market?
These are all agro intermediates, what we are talking of. Having applications in herbicide and insecticide. The last product which we are talking of, the plant that we have set up can deliver us 200 crore of revenue from this product. This is hugely scalable, but that, for that again, we'll need another round of CapEx. That we'll see at a later time, what we decide what we want to do. As of now, what we see in terms of what Tatva can deliver with these existing capacities in place is a 200 crore revenue from this product.
Understood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Veer Vedera from Nirvisha. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon. Congratulations for the great set of numbers. Am I audible?
Yep. Yes, yes, clear.
So my first question was that the electrolyte salt segment targets two distinct niche, which is one sodium ion battery and other is super capacitor. So how does the company internally view the long-term potential and risk-reward profile of these two markets? And also I wanted to know the your views on the lithium ion battery.
Sorry?
Lithium ion battery. Uska kya? Long-term use on lithium ion battery.
Okay, no. So we are definitely nowhere into the lithium ion battery business. Neither any of our product has any application in that area. Talking about the energy storage system, so I mean, see, it's now even the Indian government is insisting to have energy systems in place if you want to set up a solar field. So that is what is happening globally, and this market is going to grow immensely. And we are super, I mean, this is just the beginning kind of trial phases, trial orders, what the customers are executing with individual solar plants, solar energy fields, and everyone is announcing huge capacities in this space. But of course, the availability of battery or the electrolytes is only coming from very few sources. And I'm proud to say that we are one of the key sources in terms of batteries, electrolytes in energy storage system. And again, when you say of hybrid batteries or the supercapacitor batteries, which have applications in auto and multiple other areas, and again, globally, there are only a handful of suppliers, and from India, we are proud that we are the sole suppliers. Of course, this is again seeing traction is just in the beginning phase, and we'll see a lot of commercializations going forward. So these are kind of advanced materials still, you know, trying to gain momentum within the market, finding right applications areas and use areas. And now this is actually getting firm on ground, and we will see a real good traction happening from here. So we see 2026 to be the year where we will see commercialization, slow commercialization of the hybrid batteries to happen. And we'll see a traction even in that particular space. Right now we are seeing a lot of movement happening in the energy storage system space, and the similar activity we should see within next 1 year in the hybrid
batteries. But sir, if you can like maybe provide some specific product scope, like are we entering into the salt part, the solvent part, or the electrolyte additives, like if you can maybe highlight on that part, and also
on the energy storage system side, we are on the salt part. So we only deliver the salts. We don't make the solvents, we don't do the additives or nothing. We are on the salt part, which is the main heart of the battery. On the hybrid side, we are actually delivering the full electrolyte. So we make the salt as well as we convert it to an electrolyte and deliver. So customer has to simply just use it and feed it into their battery. They don't have to do any post-processing work.
And if you can maybe provide some highlight on the backward integration on the salt, like in what scale are we like backward integrated, because maybe from the PTC which we are manufacturing, maybe that can help us.
We are fully backward integrated. So we make from stage one, we make PTC, we make SDA, then we make the electrolyte salt, and then we make the electrolyte. So we are completely backward integrated in this space.
And if you can maybe like give some color on the like launch timeline or the initial capacity which we have currently, and maybe like maybe in a couple of years when we envisage this to become big, like how big be on maybe on Tatva side for the capacity.
in terms of tonnage,
So your question was unclear. Could you please say it again?
Sir, if you can maybe provide some timeline on the launch timeline and initial capacity on this side of things, like what would be our capacity currently, and maybe once post the customer qualification stage, when we clear that, how big or how much ton of capacity do we envisage going forward?
Yeah, so as far as launch is concerned, these are already actually commercialized products, right? We are already having sales in this area. So now it's kind of scaling up at the end of the customer, and simultaneously we are also scaling up. In terms of capacities, what we envisage as, see, this is just the beginning. This will grow multifold, and that is why this is a separate segment. See, if you see the revenue in this full quarter, I think it is somewhere around 1 or 2 crores. Right, out of total 125 crores. So it is insignificant as of now. And then what is the reason of showing this as a separate segment? Is we see that individually it will reflect as an independent segment. It will contribute significant revenues over coming years in this particular space. So that is why it is coming up as a separate segment in our numbers.
And sir, one last question on the PC side. Like, because we have a good pipeline of molecules or intermediates which we are going to come up with, but if you can maybe give some color on the type of molecules, like are these like patented NCE molecules, like which have like CDMO type exclusivity, or these are like generic molecules where we might like compete it on like cost economic basis? Actually, our share in the overall scheme of things, like for the total molecule, whatever the intermediate, are we like going to be the tier one supplier or closer supplier? And how, because we like maybe this segment can do around 300 350 crores from the existing set of molecules which we have, like, but maybe some more color on the this side, like exclusivity of our market share.
Which segment are you talking
about? Is it about electrolyte salts?
Pharma agro intermediate.
PS. Okay, no. So the products where we are, you are talking of agro intermediates plus
pharma intermediates.
So pharma intermediates is where we'll have a part in the dossiers. Of course, the end customer, whoever would be the final consumer for the API. So they would, they are holding the patent, the MNC company. And then these are multi-stage chemistry. So someone makes up to stage 3, then we make from stage 4 to stage 6 is what Sakwa makes. Then stage 6 to 9, somebody else makes. So that is how the whole the API is gone. And we are an intermediate part of that whole chain. And this is kind of a dossier product. So of course you can say there would be... But it would not be that we are an unique or an single source supplier. So there would be a competition in this space also, in a different geography, of course. So if you have a certain supply chain here in India, simultaneously the customer would also have a similar supply chain, probably let us say in China or in Europe. And that is how it happens. So of course, we will not be the sole supplier in that whole chain. There would be multiple, but maybe 2 or 3 different companies globally offering the same product. Not more than that.
Got it, sir. That's it from my end. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Tatva Chintan Pharmachem Limited and ICICI Securities Limited, thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.